Reserve Bank Governor John Manguja says latest policy measures are meant to boost industrial production, plug foreign currency leakages, and ease pressure on the United States dollar. He says the bond notes, which are designed to bankroll the 5% export incentive scheme, would be leveraged on a $200 million loan facility from the African Export and Import Bank.
The purpose of bond notes is to deal with an incentive for exporters. But I think people are now confusing that the bond notes are coming here to cater for cash shortages. No, there's no relationship. This is an export incentive scheme, and we are so happy about it.
Speaking at a meeting organized by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce to review the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's new policy measures, business people and economic experts said they fully supported the central bank's efforts to boost local production and exports, but were totally against the introduction of bond notes. They said printing bond notes was like bringing back the Zimbabwe dollar. Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers President Danford Mutashu said they can only support bond notes if the coupons won't be used as a way of reintroducing the Zimbabwe dollar.
The issue of the bond notes is not something that should be imposed on us. We are quite happy that the RBZ governor is actually consulting quite extensively and has engaged us to find out what could be the implications.
Love Mo Mukono of Mukonitronics, which exports electrical goods, said the central bank should not introduce the bond notes as business and ordinary citizens have no confidence in the so-called printed money.
We need to protect our market, but we have to be clever about it. But at the same time, I would like to ask the governor, please, to reconsider printing any more money that has Zimbabwe bed on it before we agree.
Zimbabwe Investments Authority Chairman Nigel Chanakira said if the new policy is not revised, that is likely to undo the authority's attempts to promote investment.
We certainly have made headway, as you know, with the foreign direct investment. This recent development over the past month, I've been aware, I've just come back on promoting investments. It sent jitters, and so we need to send a very clear message to investors with regards to what we're doing.
Economics Professor Ashok Chakravart, who is working with the government in its efforts to improve the ease of doing business in Zimbabwe, said it was not necessary for the country to introduce bond notes as a way of revitalizing the economy.
In my opinion, the route is not to issue the bond notes. That is unnecessary. The right way to do it, in my view, as has been done by other countries, is that when you give a 5% export incentive, let's take it in the case of Zimbabwe, we have $4 billion in exports. We need about $200 million. So where do we get that $200 million? We follow the route that is suggested by basic economics, as the governor has said, which is we put an import tax.
Another economist, Brains Muchemwa, noted that it was not advisable for the central bank to force people to use currencies they did not like.
Currencies have to compete for relevance, and there is no currency that should ever be imposed on a people that are not interested in the currency. And I think the same would have to happen on the bond note. The bond notes would not need to be imposed on the market. The market should actually be free to accept or to refuse the bond note. And I think that is the only way in which a currency can actually be accepted.
Business executives also raised concern over government's huge wage bill and its failure to address corruption, which they claimed was scaring investors. Economist Masimba Manyanya expressed similar sentiments, adding that there was no commitment from government to fight corruption.
The IMF is very clear. Government is not moving an inch on the issue of corruption. There's so much talk about it, papers, even the Anti-Corruption Commission itself was found to be corrupt. Now, you know, where else can we go?
Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce Vice President Divine Lukula appealed to the central bank and the government to consider industry's concerns in order to come up with policies that would attract rather than stifle investment. Manguja said the recent approval of the country's debt payment plan by the International Monetary Fund and other finance institutions would boost the country's re-engagement plan and improve investment opportunities. Despite such positive moves, Chakravart said there was still need for clarity on the indigenization program, which needs amendments that would attract foreign direct investment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.